This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Benjamin Jacob Kopkin had pleaded guilty in court yesterday to charges stemming from a December 25 incident where he operated a vehicle while impaired. He was initially charged with operating while intoxicated, failure to report an accident, and carrying a concealed weapon without a valid license. Under a plea agreement, he admitted to operating while impaired, failure to report, and the weapons infraction, with the original intoxicated driving charge being dismissed. The court heard Kopkins consumed five heavy IPA beers before driving, then crashed after swerving to avoid a deer and failed to report the accident. His blood alcohol content was later found to be 0.157. Sentencing is scheduled for Thursday, February 19th at 10 a.m. And Tuesday, Christopher Ahern appeared in court facing charges including recreational trespass and wildlife violations. He pleaded not guilty to one misdemeanor count of recreational trespass upon farmlands stemming from December 2025 incident in Lincoln Township. He confirmed understanding the potential 90-day jail sentence and the fines. Ahern was also rearraigned on amended charges from January 14th, alleging three counts of illegally taking wildlife in December of 2024, to which he also pleaded not guilty. A significant development in the court's order of a $3,000 personal recognizance bond across both cases, allowing Ahern to leave the state for a planned trip to Florida, modifying previous travel restrictions. Looking ahead, the prosecution's filed a motion to consolidate both cases for trial, which the defense is reviewing and is likely to oppose. Plea offers for the trespass case remain open until February 28th, with a plea cutoff hearing scheduled for March 31st. And in Huron County Circuit Court, Cody Mitchell Fritz has entered a no-contest plea to a charge of home invasion in the third degree. This follows an amended complaint filed on December 23, 2025. Under the plea agreement, second count will be dismissed and Fritz will receive a one-year delay of sentence. If he successfully completes this period, the conviction will be reduced to malicious destruction of property. The court heard that on October 25th of 2025, Fritz allegedly entered a residence without permission and assaulted a female. Sentencing for Cody Mitchell Fritz is now scheduled for March 23rd of this year. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more. More, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you.
And we're back. We do have one obituary this morning. Delphine Louise Wolschlager of Caseville, age 82, passed away on Saturday, January the 17th. She was born August 20th, 1943 in Bingham Township, and she went on to marry Henry Wolschlager on August 17th, 1963. She leaves to cherish her memory her husband Henry, and her son Brian, and her grandchildren. Her funeral service will be Saturday, January the 31st at 10 o'clock at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish, St. Rock Catholic Church in Caseville. The family will be present to receive visitors on Saturday from 9 o'clock until time of her service. Burial will take place privately at St. John Catholic Cemetery in Ubley, and the family was assisted with the arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. You can share your memories online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
All right, Matt, I think we finally put to rest the whole debate about calling it lunch, dinner, or supper. But let's talk about Sure Senior Living in regards to quality of life. How many people would you say actually want to move in to Sure Senior Living?
There's always a lot of interest, but also a lot of worry about moving out of their home.
And of those, how many regret making Sure their new home?
Absolutely zero. We're a place that you initially may not want to be, and for some, don't even want to talk about. We come into the conversation when it needs to be talked about. And time again, we hear the same thing. They wish they would have made the move earlier. And that's what Sure Senior Living can offer, with independent living at Country Bay Village and assisted living at Country Gardens. We're here to help, no matter how hard the first conversation might be.
But for real, it's called lunch, right?
Clark, it can be called whatever you want it to be. All I know, it's delicious.
For more information, go to sure.org/senior living. Sure Senior Living. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.